few years back, I was staying at my girlfriend's dad's house with her for a month. It was situated between a large section of woods and a lake. Her dad owned many acres of land, including much of the nearby woods. He even had this little, I don't want to say path, but very narrow clearing in the woods that I'd like to walk through to clear my head. It was this one unnaturally foggy day that I wanted to go for a walk in the woods. I put on my boots that I'd use for hiking and told my girlfriend I'd be back in a little while. She didn't like to walk in the woods, so I'd always do it alone. Walking into the narrow clearing in the woods, I really took in how foggy it was that day. I couldn't see 15 feet in front of me. I hadn't seen it like that in years. In fact, I haven't seen it that foggy since. But as long as I'd stay in the clearing, I'd be able to find my way back. Walking through the clearing, I thought I could hear my footsteps being mirrored, as in synchronized with someone else's steps. So I stopped and listened. This was private property. Nobody should be here except for me. So I calmly called, "Hello?" When I didn't hear any calls back or footsteps, I felt it was safe to continue walking. The woods had a very eerie vibe with the thick clouds of fog floating through the trees. Crunches on the floor of the woods from my boots and the sounds of evening crickets was just about all I heard. A calming vibe. Then I heard it. A moaning-like breathing noise. Like an old man moaning in discomfort. This time I knew I wasn't alone. It sounded like someone was hurt. I walked towards the noise, concerned. Once more calling out, "Hello?" I stopped when I sharpened my senses a little and noticed the figure of a person standing just far enough away in the fog in front of me where I could see their presence there, but that's just about it. Just a really tall figure in the fog. That was the person making the moaning sounds. I crept a little closer, asking if the person needed assistance, but I didn't exactly get a better view. So I walked a little closer, and still, it didn't feel like I was getting any closer to the person. I yelled this time, and the moaning stopped. I took two more big steps this time towards the figure, and that's when I realized that no matter how much I walked forward, this person, this figure, didn't seem to get any closer. I turned around and started walking back through the clearing in the direction of my girlfriend's dad's house. I looked over my shoulder about 5 seconds later and swallowed my gum, seeing that the figure now behind was still the exact same distance it had been this entire time. I started running, heart racing, running short on breath rather quickly. And every time I looked over my shoulder, I saw that figure hovering the same distance behind me. And I use the word hovering now, because I eventually picked up on the fact that I couldn't see the outline of the lower part of the figure's legs. It just looked like this floating apparition in the fog. I eventually made it out of the woods back to the yard of the house. I took one last look at the tree line while it was still in sight through the fog, and I saw the person, figure, apparition, whatever I should call it, right by the tree line. I burst in through the back door of the house, slammed it shut out of breath, and when my girlfriend, her dad, and her brother came in response to my noise, I pointed out into the fog at the tree line, telling them someone or something was following me in the woods, no matter how fast I ran. Her dad put on his shoes and went outside with me real quick. I pointed to where I last saw the figure in the woods, and it was gone. He patted my shoulder and told me I had nothing to worry about. With he and I being 2 6-foot dudes, and with the 2 dogs in the house, no one would be breaking in here. I laughed and pretended for a second as if I wasn't mentally scarred for life from what just happened. I'm not one to believe in ghosts or anything of that nature, but this was definitely the closest thing to paranormal I'd ever experienced. It still sends shivers up my spine to this day. While in the process of moving from my parents' place in Staten Island to Manhattan, I was using a lot of apps like Craigslist and Letgo for new furniture. I had already gotten the apartment in Manhattan by the point of this story, but I was still spending most of my time in my parents' house while I was still finishing up furnishing the apartment. I was on the app Letgo, and I found a really cheap, nice-looking dresser that matched the rest of my furniture. I messaged the guy whose name was Jake, and he was quick with his responses. We set up a time and place to meet that night, outside his house on some dead end by a little park. He said he worked late shifts, and his only available time to meet would be past 10 most nights. That was fine for me, though. I didn't have work that week. The meetup time was 10:30. I wanted to be a little early because honestly, the later it got, the sketchier things would feel. I got to his house at like 10:15 or maybe earlier, but it was an intensely foggy night. I couldn't even see if there were other cars parked in the street. Literally seconds after I parked at the dead end, I got a message from Jake on Letgo saying, "You're early. Just give me a second, I'll be right out." I thought, what in the world? How did he know I arrived that second? Was he watching from somewhere in the fog? Still, I replied, "Okay," and looked around even harder now. I realized there weren't really any houses on this street, at least not normal-looking houses. It was an unusually secluded street for Staten Island with some small buildings that I couldn't even make out what they were for. Eventually, Jake sent me another message saying, "Come on out, the dresser's waiting out back." Out back where, though? I couldn't see anything. I got out from my car while replying back to him asking where I should go. That's where the responses on the app stopped, and the yells, "Over here," started. I followed the voice of this Jake person through the fog. I felt as if I were in some bizarre horror scenario. Following his voice, I'd occasionally shout, "I'm coming." I walked through this narrow alleyway-like thing between these two buildings. This wasn't a neighborhood street at all. I called out for Jake as I got through the alleyway to a backyard-type area. I didn't know if it was big or small because the fog, mixed with the darkness, wouldn't let me see more than 6 feet in front of me. Jake was no longer calling out for me. It just went completely dead silent, except for the sound of distant nighttime traffic. I knew in my gut something wasn't right. I was about to make my way back out of there.
"Wait, your dresser's just right inside here. Come inside."
I heard his voice in front of me, but I could not see him. I didn't respond. I just started backing away towards the small alleyway. I turned around. I could see other people standing mere feet away from me. Even through the thick fog, I could see them just standing stiff up against some wall or fence. Something bad was going on here. I began a sprint back through the way I came, and I saw and heard I was being chased by at least three different people. I didn't run for my truck, as I wouldn't have time to get in, started, and do a three-point turn. I ran down the road till I couldn't run anymore and got the police on the phone. Two police cars pulled down the road eventually. One of them picked me up when I waved them down. We got to the location and we went to the little yard area. There weren't any people still back there. The two little buildings were both abandoned storefronts. The back door was wide open, but inside was literally nothing. Do I even need to say it? No dresser, obviously. I showed the officers the Letgo conversation. All I had to do was give them the account that posted it, and that would allow them to open an investigation. But somehow nothing ever came of it. I'm not sure how thoroughly the police department even investigated this. All I know is something very, very bad was going to happen to me if I went in that building. Last Saturday, while I'm writing this, it was an insanely foggy day. My family and I are quarantined in Jersey. My wife was out shopping, and my son was in his room. I was trying to get work done on my computer in my office room when my 6-year-old daughter Veronica came inside, saying she saw someone in the garden. I left the office to the window looking in the backyard where the garden is. And indeed, she was right. There was someone standing over my garden. Their back was to us, but they didn't appear to be doing anything, and I know it sounds unbelievable, but I really couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman. That's how foggy it was. I knocked on the glass to try and scare them away. I saw them turn their head, then walk over my garden deeper into the fog until we couldn't see them anymore. I told Veronica to wait inside while I slipped on my shoes and walked out into the fog real quick. The person only walked deeper into my property. See, we live in what I guess kids call bumblefuck, so I have a large yard. Obviously, seeing someone on this yard is unsettling, and my natural reaction was to follow in the direction I saw the person walk. I started to hear a rhythmic thumping noise, and as I got closer to my shed, I realized it was coming from there. The shed came into view when I got close enough, and I saw the person at the door of it, apparently slamming the door shut over and over again. I yelled, "Get out of here before I call the police." I stepped closer and got a better look at the person. It was some middle-aged woman. She looked disheveled. She said sorry at least 10 times as she literally ran away from me in the direction of the road, quickly disappearing in the fog. Later that night, after my wife and I turned off the TV and tried to get to sleep, the dead silence in the room revealed a sound coming from outside. It was coming from the backyard, and I recognized it as the slamming of the shed door again. I felt sick realizing this. My wife was shaking me, telling me to go out there and chase whoever it was off. I didn't tell her about the woman because I didn't want to scare her. I slipped on my shoes, grabbed a flashlight, and turned on every backyard light on the house. I went outside immediately yelling, trying to sound intimidating. The slamming stopped. It was still foggy out. I had to walk a little bit to be able to see the shed. The shed door was open. The woman wasn't anywhere in sight. I have to admit, I was downright terrified to go into the pitch black shed at that moment. I figured she had to be in there, but this is what you do as the man of the house. In my best words, I charged into the shed screaming as once again some intimidation factor, but the shed didn't have anyone in it except me. So I shut the door and twisted the little lock on the handle. I yelled some threat about calling the police really, really loud, and then went back into the house. I turned off all the backyard lights, and as I was walking back to my bedroom, Veronica came up to me crying. "What's wrong?" I asked her. She replied, "Look out my window." Those words hit me hard. I ran to her room, keeping the light off, and saw that woman standing at her window trying to open it. I got a clear view of the woman now, and her face was nothing short of horrific. She had droopy, cracked skin, her hair was wiry and grayish. She looked like her teeth were probably effed up too. There was clearly something wrong with this woman, and I had to assume she was dangerous. I screamed at her to leave us alone, and then went for the phone to call 911. The woman ran off for good this time. The cops couldn't really do anything except alert other officers over the radio. It's been less than a week, and yesterday my shed door was left open again from some point in the night. I'm really getting freaked out for my family. I fear one of these nights I'll wake up and she'll be inside the house.